Recordings are started.
Thank you very much, Phil. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the MPOC Excom call on Wednesday, 15 November 2017 at 1500 UTC. On the call today, we have Ned Hedepande, John Carr, Raul Ploma, Sam DeFranco, Juan Manuel Rogers, and from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, John.
Okay, great. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us. This is a makeup meeting from last week. Sorry about that. That's probably my fault for not sending out the agenda and for scheduling it. So we will discuss the next meeting due to our travels in December at the end of this call. So we have an agenda, but in addition to the agenda, I also thought we should talk about the financial, and I had updated and didn't send it, so Sen's on the call for that. So let's start then with any reflections or observations from Abu Dhabi that Juan, Mariam, and Raul had that we should be looking into, other than the Red Cross. We'll discuss that in a minute. Was there anything that was sort of in our face that we needed to address that we really have not even have on the radar that anybody observed, other than the, our regular stuff, which is the policy comments and stuff like that? Anyone? No, we were good? All right. Okay, so while we were in Abu Dhabi, Carlos brought up the issue of the Red Cross and re-engaging them, and he's in the GNSO and obviously been very supportive of MPOC. And I know, Sen, you have a lot of background with the Red Cross as well. So we were in discussion on how we can re-engage them, and I guess we have to look at some of the reasons, what benefits it would bring to us, if any, and why would they consider even re-engaging with MPOC. I guess that would be my issue. Any thoughts on that? Anyone?
Yeah, Sen here. Can you hear me?
Yes, and I'll mute so that you can speak. Go ahead.
Okay, just a second. Okay, yeah, I've been following the Red Cross thing for a long time. I don't know if we can engage them because they basically see themselves as operating at the very highest level. I think that even doing the GNSO, they feel kind of lower than they'd like to participate. They'd like to just yell directly at the board, but they don't have the right kind of structure for that. So, in terms of the national office or the global office, I'm not sure how to engage them. We could just put the question to them, and it may turn out that what they should be doing is dealing with their regional offices and their local offices. They may have other issues that are closer to what we can work on. They're just basically trying to protect their intellectual property against being scammed. That's the bottom line for them.
Sam,
we can't hear anything.
We can't hear you.
You're speaking too close to the mic.
Or that's about it. I mean, just have some idea of how we could approach them just to start a discussion.
Sam, unfortunately, we couldn't hear you. The audio was coming in really poorly.
Okay, let me change to something else.
Just a second. If you want me to dial you in, would you prefer that?
Okay. While he's getting to another, did he want you to dial out, Miriam? Hello?
No, he said so. I'm just waiting for Sam to confirm if he wants to dial out.
Okay. Any other discussions while we're waiting for Sam then?
Yeah, well, okay, Raul Plummer, I was speaking in the NCUC Skype chat about the Red Cross issue because it was asked in the Twitter Ask Me Anything session of the NCUC that Rafik was doing. And it was brought up that what's Red Cross, like how should they be connected to the DNS? And yeah, it gives us a good point. There was a Yulf also taking part in a discussion at Skype's channel, and he was kind of interested in this subject. So I think that would be helpful if he's intrigued to connect us, because they're at the moment Red Cross is in the GAC, so we'd have to have contact with them and ask for. We were also told to contact Avri and Dave and Milton about Red Cross. What was the history of it? And with that background information, it's easier for us and Carlos to approach Red Cross maybe as early as in Geneva in 1 month. But yeah, that's something. I know about this.
Hi, it's Joan for the record. I'm thinking that what we need to do is, one, make the decision about engaging them, but I think we should have a plan on what it is that we want. And I think maybe December might be a little bit too early for us to do that. We need to know the history and have a solid understanding what happened and why they would come back and maybe have a value proposition for them to come back. But I think we have to think about it very thoroughly. So I was thinking that we, Carlos asked for some support to go to Geneva, but I'm thinking that maybe we take some time and really plan this out. Because, you know, when you're going to an organization and you don't have a solid understanding of what the problem is or was and why they want to be engaged, then you're going to lose that opportunity. And they could be a very good ally. But default, if they don't agree to come back, it shouldn't be based on that we didn't prepare very well. And for me, anyway, I find that I'm not well prepared in ICANN as a whole. So this is what I'm good at, is preparing. And I don't know, how does everybody feel about that? So the question is, do we spend some time? So Sam has his hand up. So go ahead, Sam. And if you could just be leery of the speaking too close to the microphone. Go ahead, please.
It's new equipment. I'm moving things around. Is that better? Can you hear me? Okay, I can raise it up or down if I get advice. I think we need to find somebody inside their administration that we can start a dialogue with, because at every step of the way, their main concern has been how to prevent scammers from scamming their name and benefiting sort of raising money at their expense. Basically, that's why they get to second-level domain names, you know, get into areas where it's highly contentious within the larger thing. So unless we can find someone to talk to in there, if we go back over the history, it's just them basically that one point that they're trying to protect themselves. And there must be other ways that we could engage them in the wider issues that IMPOC is concerned with, but we may have to do that at the country level rather than at the national level. And we may have, you know, there may be a relationship between the country and the national there that's similar to the problems inside ISOC, We don't know, but we do need to, we need to have some inside information to see what the common ground might be. That's my view.
Yes, I absolutely agree that we need to take do you know anyone, by the way? First of all, that's the first question that we could contact.
I don't, but I mean, Carlos has been closest. He's been. Can you hear me?
Did we lose them?
Hello? No, you should hear me. I don't know what's going on here. I'm transmitting. Hello? Hang on.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Does Carlos hear me? Okay. Does Carlos have any ideas, given the people that he's dealt with? Has anybody asked him if there's a sympathetic ear there?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Joan? Oh, okay. Yes, I put it down as a question for him if he had a contact that we could start with, at least on an informal basis, if we could start to have that dialogue. And I think that's what he was proposing, is the informal dialogue in the first place, and then go forward from that. So I could put that down as something for me to do as a first step in any case. So, excellent. I will do that then. Go ahead. Were you going to say something, Sam?
No, I will see if I can find a contact as well, but I don't have any. There's nobody high on my list at the moment. It's been a long time since I've dealt with them.
Yeah. Why don't we start with Carlos, and maybe that you guys can work together after I speak with him. How's that?
Good to me.
All right. Yeah, okay. So that's the action from that. Any other questions or anything regarding number one, the Red Cross issue? We have an action, so let's continue on with number two, which is the travels. So I've got three. I only have two on the agenda, which is IGF and LA, but we also have ICANN 61. Are there any travel plan issues that we have to deal with for IGF or LA at the moment?
So I'm here. I won't be at IGF. I will be in LA.
Right. But you will be in LA. Right. Okay. So all's good for those who are on the list. Oh, that's wonderful. And I maybe we can discuss. Sorry, somebody's hand is up. No, I heard a. Could I?
It's Sam again. Just to remind everybody that the LA intersessional is supposed to be about discussing things with our colleagues, so that the ICANN meetings that follow and the working groups work better. So that if you have ideas about things you want to put on the table to ask our colleagues or ask ICANN itself, so LA is the kind of the think tank on how to do things better.
So we had a call yesterday, on a possible program. Maybe what I will do is put you on the list for joining that in 2 weeks as well. And the program is to be sent out by Benedetta, so I'll forward it to you and to put you on the list as well. So there is a preliminary program ongoing already. So I'll send that to you. So, all right. So what they're looking for from that meeting was from the program, and it's a draft program, but it doesn't seem to be any references or any disagreements with it so far. There were a couple of additions that were suggested, so I'm sure those are going to be incorporated. And so typically what they're going to do is have a co-chair sessions, one from business and one from our side. And the one that I'm interested in is the community engagement and outreach session. because that's what I know, and I don't have time to research the other ones. So, so we should look at what our particular interests are, and the business constituency is in their elections at the moment, so we won't know who will be the counterpart until that process is finished. So that's the update for that. Any questions regarding that? No hands up. Okay.
It's
networking and printed material.
Something?
Yep. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't see your hand up. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Forget to do that. But I think the at least the business constituency doesn't seem much value to outreach discussions in the intersessional. I think that's the message I got pretty much, and some of the people from the NCUC too. So then, I guess the topics of the intersessional are still being discussed, and once they're determined, we can choose which are the best ones for us to co-chair if we want to do one. I think there's some talk of like 3 or 4 co-chairs decided, so maybe one is for NPOC.
No.
Okay, so, yeah, sorry. I see your hand up, Sam. I'll get back to you. So, yes? Okay. Sam's hand was up first. So, yeah, one, hold on. Sam's hand was up first. So then I'll,
I have no Adobe, right?
And then I'll go to you next, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so, but I'll go to you next after Sam. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, on the outreach, the last time there was an intersessional in Los Angeles that I was out, the outreach consisted mainly of having a meal with people from the Annenberg research group, some academics, and it was pleasant, but the level of academic interest in ICANN as a multi-stakeholder organization is pretty low. Most of their attention is being placed elsewhere. Some of it has to do with some skepticism about how multi-stakeholder ICANN is, which is a problem we struggle with. But if I had to be cryptic, and these are my friends even, part of the reason for even proposing an outreach activity there is to justify part of the budget for outreach inside ICANN. Whether it's going to make something happen, I'm highly skeptical. But I will go with the flow on that one.
Well, I think as Raul said, it was up for debate and discussion. So, Juan, go ahead, please.
Thanks, Joan. This is Juan for the record. Yes, I think that can be a good thing that us as an NPOC, we have a co-chairing any session, any slot from the program, from the schedule, from the sessional. And also, I think it would be good to propose that maybe sessions for each constituency, as they already said in the yesterday call, because I think that maybe we need to gathering together in the intersessional as a constituency. So I know that there is no time now for to propose that because the schedule is just debating. But I think that we have to take it in mind. Thank you.
Yeah, so I do propose it, though, because one of the extra or additional topics that came up was transparency and how we're going to do that. And I think there's lots of interest in that. So maybe when Benedetta sends out the draft program, we can look at it and see where we can fit and best make a input on that. But how they did it last time was that each of the sessions were co-chaired by both parts of the House, so the non-contracted party House. So I think that they're going to follow that same schedule. So that's what I think. All right. So let's just go to some particular. So I think we have to wait for the draft agenda to come. So we have a new logo, as everybody knows. Yay! I'm happy to hear that 21 people participate. So now the next step is to get some printed material that we can maybe 23. Wow, 23 people participated. Fantastic. Wow. So now we need to then start to use that logo and. Raul and I actually met with Adam and Miriam as well in Abu Dhabi, and I think one was there as well. No, he was at a session. Anyway, he told us that comms can help us with a lot of the design work, but not necessarily the content. But I think we have a lot of content that we can provide, but we should... comms to design the logo, Sam, and maybe if we can, Miriam, is there time to still get printed material for IGF in for December?
I'm gonna ask real quick because Natalie was asking me. So Natalie is a lady for comms. She was asking me if this was for Icon 61, and I said yes to that.
Yeah.
So I'm not well. When I'll ask her when November already.
Right.
I doubt it. I really doubt it. Yes. And then I also asked her yesterday.
Okay. I'll ask anyway. And
hello.
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 It's Mariam here. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes.
Sorry. Lost you for a sec.
Okay, do you want to speak?
Yes,
I'll
yes,
try to explain.
I want to speak something.
Okay, let me just
go ahead
real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay, so yesterday I asked Natalie to produce a Twitter and Facebook banner. With the logo and incorporating some of the design elements into the background as well. So they'll get that done for us ASAP.
Right.
But any other material design and stuff, we need to let them know exactly what we want, and then they'll get that done in time for Icon 61.
Okay, so for Icon 61, not IGF?
No, not IGF, Icon 61.
Okay, so we'll have to use the old. Okay, well, thanks for that then. All right, Juan, go ahead, please.
I just want to say that maybe we could use the onboarding material that exists already. We have already the content in there, and maybe we can yes. Spread the old ones, threefold, and going in design, starting design of new materials from the new logo and even in the website and using this material to spread it out. I can design something. Issue like a flyer or something like that from the new logo or to be ready for intersessional, not printed, but maybe the design for intersessional if you want.
So that's it for now.
Yeah, so I'm going to say that suggest that we should concentrate on ICANN 61. And when we're at the intersessional, maybe that gives us a chance to actually talk about content. What date is the ICANN 61? I meant to look that up. Because by then we should have...
March 10th to 15th.
I have March.
March 10th.
Okay, so. Oy, oy, oy. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I don't think we really need it for the intersessional because it's just ICANN people that's there. But anyway, so let's work on that. So, Juan, can I put you in charge of overseeing? So you can work with us, but overseeing the material to put together for ICANN 61?
Yes, yes, I can do it, and also maybe a threefold or a beginner's guide. I don't know, using also materials from onboarding that already exists. I'm thinking in toolkit material specifically.
Right. Okay, great. All right, Miriam, your hand's up. Is that an old hand?
Sorry, that's an old hand. Thank you.
Okay. All right, any other questions? So we look forward to having that plan then, and do put it on the Trello. I'm going to stress that we try to use Trello as much as possible, so it's a great way to see what's happening in MPOC as well. So can you bring the agenda up a little bit for me, please, Miriam? Or down, whichever way you want to look at it. All right, so let's go to our reports. The first thing I want to say is that our actual representation actually started in Abu Dhabi, as most of you know. So I know that, you know, we've been doing the work for a while, but I just wanted to be clear that our actual positions started in Abu Dhabi. So I personally want to say thank you to all of you, all of us that just sort of stepped in and really just worked at it and has brought us a pretty exciting journey for MPOC. So congratulations for winning. So I know it sounds sort of funny, but here we are. So in terms of what I would have normally done is ask all chairs to sort of do a plan of how they see their roles and what they want to do, which would be the first meeting, would be this meeting. But we've been doing that job for a while, so I'm still going to ask if everyone can put together a plan and put it on Trello, so that all of us can actually add to it and look at it. And what I'm going to do as my role is to look at it in terms of the roles and responsibility of each chair and what they've done from one meeting to the next, one, against their plan, and two, actions that we've agreed to on the calls. That's basically... our way forward, and we've been talking about this quite a bit, and then this way we can see what's being done, where are the loopholes that needs to be filled, engage some of the other members when we've defined it, like, okay, what do we do, how do we do it, but, you know, to be consistent on what our roles are and that we are actually doing them. So for Olivier, we created a role for him for tracking the actions on Skype, and I've asked him to put it on the Trello so everyone can see what they committed to, and two, was it done, and if it wasn't done, what was needed to get it done, because it gets lost in all the activities that happens, and that's exactly what we don't want to have happen. So the only other person that I can see that I needed to help is Ganga, who asked me to help him with a membership strategy. And I was going to send him the one that I had written, but I didn't, because that actually had changed, because a lot of that responsibility actually went to the NCSG process, as opposed to us getting an application, sending it to NCSG, and then, you know, so we don't have that anymore. So I will put it as an action for me to work with Ganga to get the plan. So that's the only person that I can see that has an excuse right now, because he did ask me to help him. In terms of being a chair, I'm not on any working groups, but I, except for the SOAC, which I'm supposed to be on, so I go on that one. I did try to join the proceeds, but the arguments were so circular, and I don't have time for, you know, discussing if something should be or shouldn't be. I want to be discussing what is the purpose of something, and so I tend not to want to be involved in being something just for the sake of being involved. But that's, how does that sound to everyone? Having a plan and putting it on Trello so that we can start to trace it for the next year. That's the question.
Yeah, sounds good. And
everybody's good with it?
We can show that to other members as well. And I still have to do, it's Rob Plummer for the record, I still have to do the integration with our website. That's been lacking a little. I've had quite a lot of backlog since coming back from Abu Dhabi, and I'm just starting to be back on level with that again. So, and I guess you guys have been feeling pretty much the same. So, I will integrate the Trello, and then we can. It'd be good if everyone started using that. So then we can actually. Then it becomes useful. It's not useful before that everyone starts using it.
Exactly. And I've put some responsibility that I see from my point of view on it yesterday. So that would be my go-to and what needs to be done. So if everyone else does that, I think it makes it easy, because the emails, you have to sift through the answers and, you know, it becomes really almost a job. So, all right. So, if does anyone have any reports that they would like to have at this point? Not Sam. We'll get to Sam in a sec. No. So we'll agree to have at least a draft plan from everyone for the next meeting, and placed on Trello so that we can have that and discuss it at the next meeting. Sounds good. So, Sam, let's go to the financial update. Before that, before we go to Sam, I did ask Miriam if she could contact Rudy. Were you able to do that, Miriam, from the last meeting?
No, Joan, I haven't done that yet. I was waiting for this meeting because I saw, so I just wanted to hear first before I contacted him. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Sam. I have not gone to the bank account online, so could you give us an update on what's happening, if anything, and if not, what will you be doing?
Okay. I haven't gone to it because I had to store some of my documents for a while. I'm trying to, you know, settle out some financial difficulties with respect to a bad marriage. That should be behind me by the end of the month. I will still be living at the farm instead of in a park, which is good news. So I will dig in there to see what's happened. We sent him the correct information months ago, so... we needed some feedback from him. I don't know of anybody who has heard from him for months.
Okay, so the next step then is, so Miriam is going to follow up with it and then let us know, and then from what her response will be, then we'll follow up. And the next question is, have you gotten paid by ICANN for the $600?
I haven't, and I've been working on other stuff, so I haven't been able to dig back in. They need a different kind of invoice from me than the one that I had, which was what I, you know, from the people that I had paid. It needs to be my invoice to them. So I've had to work with bigger problems for the last little while, but that's on my list.
Okay. I mean, it really has nothing to do with us, but I would like to see you at least get that resolved, that the whole thing gets dealt with and go away.
Yes.
So that we can at least know, you know, so if you could do that, you know, that would be great.
But
all right.
I want that done by the intersectional.
Okay, great. All right, thank you. We talked about the promotional materials, so let's just go to some of the work that we've been doing. The charter, we'll let Raul talk about that in a second, but I just want to say that it's coming along really well, and it's going to be such a good document that when we're done. I'm actually quite proud of it. I'm actually having an understanding of how it works, so it's a really good document, I think. So Raul, Juan, Miriam, and myself really, really worked a lot of hours and went through. We're going through almost every sentence and checking back and forth. And Raul, did you want to talk a little bit about the process then and our next step as well?
Yes, Raul, for the record. I think we did great progress. Making the mission even a little clearer. There was some repetition between the different sections in the beginning, and I think we did really well there and discussed a lot of the issues that revolve around our charter review and what the consequences of those changes will be. But I think we're still on good track of accomplishing that. So next steps, I think we just need to work on or check the read through it one more time. Now we've done it till I think 2.5 or something, so we just need to read it from there on, and it'd be helpful just to make your comments about the different sections as they are. It really helps if everyone reads a bit of the charter and tries to think if it's really useful and make their comments on the document. Thanks.
So one of the thank you, Raul. So John, for the record, so one of the issues that came up was the individual membership. It seems in retrospect it may not be a good strategy for us to pursue, but we did find the additional contacts that we can work through for subject matter experts. I think that might be the way that we should go and take out the individual membership. What does everybody think?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And we did find a way, like these additional contacts that can be helping us with the work of NPOC, and that doesn't like sort of shun them out of, for example, travel funding if they do a great job on policy, for example.
Right. So first thing would be that we remove any references to individual membership right away, because it does make us more like NCUC, and I think that's probably a bad thing. And going back to what NPOC was chartered to do. Sam, you have your hand up. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I think I agree that the individual membership thing should be removed. I had been arguing against that from the beginning. If we have another category that we're going to fit there, that brings in, like, you know, subject matter experts or whatever, which sounds like academic and research to me. We do need a little side dialogue with NCUC so that we don't table something that just causes them to get angry because they think they're being blindsided. We don't want them to be, you know, they would clearly get upset if we just had individual memberships, since that's their strength. Content experts, well, they, you know, the most of them are over there now as it is. So I would like to at least put on the table the idea that there should be a dialogue around this particularly sensitive area within, dialogue within.
Yes, that's an excellent suggestion. We definitely should do that, but we will remove it so that there will be no issues around that. So, yes, I agree. Okay, I think Raul talked about the tracking the work of the EC on Trello. The next one is establishing our policy priorities. We've sort of talked about that and agreed on them already, but we need a monthly or something that illustrates what I will do is work with Pontele and show him an example of ICANN does it very well. It just sends out an email in a box, and it has all of the new information. David Olive sends it out. I think it's an excellent example of what Pontele could be doing of highlighting the policies that we need to comment on, just so that people can go just click on it and go to it. I think that's what he needs to do. So I'm going to put that down, and I'm going to work with him with that. So our next is working group representation.
Joan,
oh, you're
Joan,
our,
Joan.
Yes?
Joan, one here.
Yes?
Yes, before
go ahead.
The next. Okay. Yes, now in policy we have several open comments. We have diversity comments it's open to comments. We have ombudsman office, it's also open, and we have reserve funds than we have open to comment. I did some approach on diversity to discuss with all of us between us, and I think that we are available to maybe to release a comment or maybe lead NTSG comment on this topic. It's just one of the three topics that recently opened and discussing in policy committee from NCSG. Thank you.
Great one. Thank you. I know that you're involved with that, and we'll get to, I know Raul is involved with RDS as well. We'll get him to comment on that. We've got, Sam, is that a hand up or is that an old hand?
Yes, it's a hand up.
Okay.
It would be nice if we could put together a kind of play card where, as these things come up, we chase each other down and say, okay, who's actually going to cover this rather than that somebody should? I've been involved in the RDS and in the special groups that spun out of that. I've been commenting on the NCSG documents and so forth. But on accountability, on diversity, so forth, there's so many bases there that we really need to do some zone play here. Who really designating people to cover something and then having them report back. Just asking us all to do it stretches us too thin.
Yes, I agree. That's exactly what we're trying to do, is organize so that things get done. Even if it's just one comment, it's a comment, right? So, yes. Play card. Explain to me what do you mean by play card?
Well, it's more like a basketball team. People have zones to cover, and then you have. Coach metaphors. Everybody doesn't have down the goalie in ice hockey.
Yeah. It's funny, I'm an artist, right? So I'm thinking about a card that, you know, we see names on it and who's commenting. So, okay, I got it. All right. So, Raul, would you like to talk about RDS a bit?
I've not really that much to report from it. I think our sub-working group's report was due day before yesterday, and they're going to present it to the larger working group soonish, but that's really all I know. I'm sorry, but I have not had time to invest in that too much since we came back.
Okay, great. Sam, your hand's up. Go ahead.
Just to bring people up to date on the IDS working group, it broke out into about six small working groups that were given a particular piece of the purposes and what should be collected and what the purposes were. And those were formed after these groups who worked on it in addition to the main meetings and have been reporting back in the past week or so. And then that will be merged into the overall work. It's a very substantial amount of work, and it is moving painfully slow.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Great. All right. I think we're good so far. I wanted to ask how NCSG XCOM is coming. Is everything functioning okay? Ganga, maybe you could give us some insight on your participation and what you need. We have a new chair. So is there anything that you need or see that you need that we can help you with in terms of membership information? Okay. So he's typing. All right. All right, so everything seems okay. All right, well, that makes it easy. Okay, any business arising then? Sam, go ahead.
Thank you, John. Sam, for the record here, the one issue that everybody might want to look at is the discussion taking place around the proposed ICANN budget going forward, and in particular, how much money should be set aside in a reserve fund. Just quickly, the comment on this, almost everybody expects ICANN to be shrinking as we go forward in terms of its budget, basically because it collects a royalty or a tax on every domain name that gets registered, and a lot of new GTLDs probably will expire as a GTLD. They're not just generating enough people. But the sense that ICANN has reached its saturation point in terms of generating more revenue that way. Also, the governance issues are getting more complicated, so there's a feeling that ICANN should have more funds set aside to deal with contingencies, which may include everything from lawsuits to the collapse of a revenue source, or just hiring lawyers so that there aren't lawsuits with respect to personal data regimes and all of that. So ICANN's reserve fund for emergencies is shrinking down. I think it's only 4 or 5 months now. Usually something like that should be a year, and some people are arguing that it should be longer. So that's the issue, is what kind of reserve fund should be there. And the other, of course, is that there are people inside within ICANN who are thinking, gee, the auction proceeds, that's $250 million. Maybe we should put some of that into the reserve fund for the operational expenses of ICANN. whereas most people have been hoping that those reserve funds could be used for innovative ICANN outreach stuff that helps, you know, underserviced communities or whatever. But that is being seen as a bundle of funds that ICANN is coveting at the moment. In shape, some of ICANN is coveting internally. So I think it would be good for as many of us possible to get into that discussion about the budget, because it's not just are we spending too much or too little, but it's how to deal with a highly uncertain future. And one way is liable to result in carving out a chunk of those auction funds. And there won't be a lot of new auction funds, probably because a lot of the people who took speculative positions learned in the last round that they invested in a losing horse.
Yeah. Great, thanks, Sam. I agree. The on the auction funds, the discussions around, you know, money's going to ICANN and for reserve funds and all that kind of stuff. It seems like bad business planning to me. But anyway, so business arising. Just a quick thing. We talked about Abu Dhabi before, but I just noticed in the chat, Raul. Who, 60 people were at our outreach events, and so two, we noticed a number of things. One, we were ill prepared for a presentation. So what we've decided is that we will have a template with just an overview of what put together a toolkit, so anyone at any time can access that toolkit and do a presentation if we're caught in that situation. So that's on the to-do list as well, that we prepare a presentation toolkit that anyone can use at any time, so that we won't be caught into that situation ever again. However, it was, I think, quite successful. It was impromptu, interactive, and we have a lot of really, really positive comments coming from that event. We also have people who said that they will volunteer, so I actually will take that on myself to contact them. A number of them have contacted me, but my joan@mpoc.org does not work, so I will have to do it through my FBSC for now, until we have that resolved. But I will get people to respond and put that database together. I'm not a fan of the fellows, but we'll see what happens. Now that they're getting involved with us, I think it's a good thing, but before they weren't. So we'll give them a chance anyway. So I think that's, we've touched on the website, financial, the outreach, the travel. Anything else that anyone see that we should be addressing? The tracking. Miriam,
Joan?
That's one thing that's on the list for you to do, is to track the actions of our meetings. If you could put those on the Trello as well, that'd be fantastic. And I think that's it for me.
I have a question.
If anyone has anything else?
Can you hear me? I guess I got lost.
Sam, you have your hand up? Sam? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me? It's breaking up.
Yes,
I can. I will type it. Okay, no, I was looking for 61 is in Puerto Rico, right? ICANN 61?
That's correct.
Yes, it's in Puerto Rico.
Okay. Is there anything we should be sensitive to in terms of the, you know, the not-for-profit sector there and how the hurricanes have impacted them and the role of the role of websites and is there anything in the DNS in the intersection there that would warrant talking to them in advance to have a little dialogue with them when we got there? It would be less of an outreach of the traditional
right.
sort, but it might be worth a discussion.
Right. Okay, so in that vein, I spoke with, this came up with our, from our meeting with Adam Peake. I contacted Eduardo Diaz and Alfredo, and they're going to be working with MPOC to give us contacts for organizations in Puerto Rico. And I have some other contacts, but those are our main contacts right now to outreach to the local organizations in Puerto Rico. So, yes, we've started that process already. And I think that's it, if there are no other questions. All right, so just to wrap up, please, if everyone could do at least a draft plan for their positions or roles and responsibility, put it on Trello, and let's really concentrate on getting things done and really, really start this policy comment process. I think that we really... as far as I can see, are zero, so it's only the only way to go is up, which is also kind of exciting. So, for our next meeting, which would be typically on the second Wednesdays of the month, what do we want to do? I think we're to be leaving for IGF. I'm leaving on the 14th, if you can believe that. So that would make it our meeting would typically be on the 13th. So we can still, is that okay with everyone, 13th of December to have our next meeting? Yes?
Yeah, that seems good.
Okay, great. Yeah, all right, so our next scheduled meeting, Miriam, will be December 13th at 10 a.m. Okay, all right, if there's nothing else, I'd like to call this meeting to a close, and thank you all for joining, and it seems so promising. I'm so excited. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. We're going to come to call and stop the recording. Thank you, everyone, for attending the call. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.